Who holds the power in the United States, or in any country for that matter? Is it government or big money? One expert says the reality is not that simple and a lot more disturbing. Janine Weddle, a social anthropologist from George Mason University in the US, she's written a book about a new breed of power brokers who operate beyond the established checks and balances of democracy. The book is called The Shadow Elite. And Janine Weddle told FMFEAR's Joanna Bostock that these new power brokers are difficult to pin down, but they're influential.
The world's new power brokers are people who follow a new model in terms of how they wield power and influence. They play multiple and overlapping and not fully disclosed roles, so we, the public, have a hard time knowing who they are. So, for example, it turns out that a small group of people who have been working together for 30 years in various capacities in and out of government were very influential in helping to take the United States to war in Iraq.
The question is, I suppose, what are these people? Are they advisors? Are they businessmen?
Well, actually, the point is that they can't be reduced to any one of those. And that's why we have such a hard time understanding them. As a group, they can't be reduced to being lobbyists or interest groups. They have more influence than registered lobbyists because of the multiple positions from which they wield access. And that's what makes them insidious and difficult and dangerous to democracy.
And presumably all these different roles and jobs that they're fulfilling are actually perfectly legitimate.
Absolutely. Their activities are legal.
You talk about how they undermine democracy. How on earth would one go about countering that development?
Mm-hmm. The first thing is to have an understanding this new system and how it is beyond our traditional means of accountability. The traditional means of accountability are what? Investigative reporting. Well, we all know that investigative reporting is under threat, certainly in the United States, and I hear elsewhere as well. Another challenge is the way this auditing system is constructed. It's constructed to study organizations and to look at people who are corrupt in the old sense.
The auditing system, you mean the rules as we have them and the laws as we have them at the moment?
Right. Yes, right. So the power brokers are first and foremost about wielding influence on public policy. And auditing isn't constructed to do that. Secondly, they're about the intertwining of state and private power.
But the problem being that they're not officially part of the state and they're not officially part of a private company.
Well, no, sometimes they're both. When you can't answer simple questions like, who is he? Who sponsors him? Is it market or bureau? When you can't answer simple questions like that, I think that's trouble. And that's the world that we are increasingly living in.
That's Janine Weddle. Her book is called The Shadow Elite. If you want to find out more about her and also the publication, just go online now to the website fmfear.orf.at, top right-hand corner there, the bit that says Radio Programme. And under Reality Check, you'll find a link to Janine and her website.
FM Fear.